Distinguished panelists highlighted very important points, and I would like to underline one of these issues mentioned briefly. That is the role of security organizations both in democratization and autocratization process, which is, as mentioned, opposite of democratization. Before I make my statement, I'd like to briefly mention that I am affiliated as an academic and professor with the George C. Marshall European Center for Security Studies, a Germany and United States government's partner organization based in Germany. However, I'm only speaking today with my academic capacity, not representing any of these two countries. I have been leading a research team working on a project looking at the technical insights and working mechanisms of democratic backsliding and security governance. We found a couple of interesting insights that I want to share with you. Security institutions are critical for both an effective democracy and rising autocracy. Most importantly for our discussion, these institutions are also critical for authoritarian governments to use as a tool against their own population. I'm intentionally excluding the use of military for international aggression for now. Second finding that I want to share, looking at the countries in Western Balkan region, oftentimes historical legacies, cultural acceptance of undemocratic interference of politics to security governance, and social loyalty rather than loyalty to the rule of law are important indicators of unlawful interference of politics to security institutions to consolidate power. Another interesting issue brought up during our interviews with the subject matter experts across the region is related to never-ending reforms in security sector. Reforms are ideally good instruments to increase the effectiveness of the security governance. However, when the reforms take longer than they should be, in these cases of countries we examine, we are talking about 10, 20 years of reform processes. They become counterproductive. Today's autocrats are learning from each other and they are adaptive to new circumstances. Therefore, again, never-ending reforms process is being used by autocrats as a way of weakening security organizations and reorganize them to consolidate power. To conclude, I would like to suggest international community should focus on democratic practice of security governance. Traditional attention was mostly on the democratic oversight of security forces, and I think today we need a paradigm shift to look at the issue from a different perspective and start thinking about how we can support security governance to at least slow down democratic backsliding. In this process, core issue will be to make sure we don't create too strong organizations to redesign politics in their countries, but we'll be loyal to the democratic principles. Therefore, international community should establish mechanisms to support organizational resilience mechanisms against emerging non-democratic practices of autocrats. Thank you.